Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's topic is three ways to progress in strength. So, there are three main areas of focus when it comes to progressing in strength training. The first thing we all kind of are well aware of is physical strength. So making your body and your muscles physically stronger. The next area is technique strength. So learning how to better display your current strength levels, your current physical strength. Then the third one is mental strength. Learning to get out of your own way and perform your best. So in this podcast, I wanted to give examples of how we address all three of those areas in a single workout with our strength-based clients. And hopefully you can take some of these tips and apply them to your own training and help you push forward and break through some plateaus. So, with the first one we got is physical strength. And this one's pretty obvious, but there are some common mistakes that people make that cause them to miss out on this area of focus. So pretty much everybody knows you have to improve physical strength. That's what everyone believes strength training to be, is physical strength. But they often mess up quite a few things about their programming, and they're really missing out on the truest, best potential that they could get. So, one of the main mistakes people make is they lift too heavy. Okay, so heavy weight is important. But if you lift too heavy too often, you're going to miss out on enough volume, enough sets and reps that you actually really need to increase muscle mass and to improve, which helps you improve, future strength potential. So even if you're not somebody who wants to gain weight in terms of gaining muscle tissue, you still have to put in enough heavy basic work to get your muscles to adapt in the nervous system to improve strength overall in the long term. And you need to have that enough volume as well to build up the physical groove pattern for each lift. So for each lift, there's a specific pathway, a specific percentage of each muscle that needs fired at a specific times. So like when you're doing a squat, you know, if you kind of bend at the hips and knees at the same time, your body has to try to involve, like, say, the hip flexors and hamstrings to kind of slow you down. Maybe the glutes and hamstrings catch you at the bottom. And then the quads have to fire initially, then the glutes have to fire to bring you into the top. So there's kind of a pattern that your body has to follow. If you don't do enough repetitions, your body will be slow in learning that pattern. And it'll slow down your physical strength in terms of how strong you can get. So you need to have enough volume in your training to build up those patterns and teach your body how to execute that lift exactly, perfectly in every single position of the lift. So one of the ways we address this in our training is to have people warm up with the specific lift. So say, for example, they're doing squat workout. They want to warm up with a barbell squat, and they would start at, say, the bar, then say like 35% of the max for 5, 45 for 5, 55 for 5. And then they might go 65, 75, and 85% for sets 2 to 3. And then maybe that's kind of the top end. They might work up to 85%. And that gives them a lot of repetitions that they can get in more quality of work to build up those groove patterns. And then also as you get up into those higher percentages, you get more accumulated time under tension. And you can get a little bit of muscle building out of some of those top end percents. So that's the idea, is we use a lot of warm-up sets, and it's not necessarily we're doing a lot of reps that'll wear you out. So it might be, oh, say 5, 10, 15, 20, 1, say 20 to 25 reps before you get up to your top weight. If you are worn out and you're weaker by doing 20 to 25 reps of squats all under 85%, and that messes up your top end, you are not physically conditioned, so you need to get in better shape. So by doing more main lift specific warm-ups, it can help you build up more work capacity, and that in the long run will actually help you build more strength anyhow. So we do it also by, after their main work, if their top end stuff, like say over 80%, 85%, they really get into some heavy lifts that day, we'll do some back down sets. So instead of having them warm up to, say, 90% for 2 singles and then walking away, we're going to want to do more than that. So they might do 90% for, say, 2 singles if it's a heavy technique-based day, and then they'll drop down to, say, 80% for some extra reps, maybe even down to 75 or 70% for extra reps. So we use the example of back down sets. So for example, somebody might work up in their workout. They might do, like we said, the warm-ups of the bar, and then 35, 45, 55% all for fives, 65, 75, and 85% for, say, doubles. Then they'll do 90% for a single, see if they can get 95% for a single. Then from 95%, they drop down to, say, 87.5%. They'll see if they can get a set of 2 to 4 reps. They'll drop down to 85%, see if they get a set of 3 to 5 reps, 82.5, and you kind of just move on from there. So we kind of do that top-end work, and then we'll back down and do some back-down sets as well to get some good volume. And typically what we're relating to is Prolepin's chart. So you want to Google that, and it'll tell you how many total reps you're looking for within each percentage of a one rep max. So if you're at 90% or over, it'll tell you kind of the optimal number of reps you should perform in a workout. And it kind of goes through the different percentage charts. So Prolepin's chart, that'll help you understand what I'm talking about in terms of how many reps per set and how many total reps in a workout you would want to do. So the next thing we look for is lifting with bad form. So you might be doing enough volume, but you're lifting like crap. So you're not staying in your strength groove. So I see this all the time with people, is they'll do a set of 5 squats and all 5 look completely different. So, and they're kind of in their toes in the first one. The second one, they try to push their hips back, but they kind of tilt their chest forward more. So they just kind of get themselves in all these weird positions. And they're not practicing enough volume with perfect, good technique. So they kind of blow through their warm-ups, not really paying attention to what they're doing. So they're BSing with friends, kind of hee-hawing around, moving the bar around, and they're not really locking in, going through all their cues, getting the exact perfect physical pattern built in. So in your warm-ups, you want to make sure that you are ridiculously perfectly consistent with every single rep you do, including at the bar. So start at the bar and learn how to move the bar correctly. So you need to move the bar correctly if you plan on moving everything else correctly. Now, I used to be the type of person where, oh, you know, I need some more weight to kind of push me to parallel, or I need some more weight to find my balance. There's a little bit of truth to the sense that you can't maximize every single cue when the bar is absolutely, like, empty. So, for example, if I think of heavy squats of pushing back into the bar, I'm not going to need to do that in an empty bar, but I still need to pay attention to my technique and make sure I'm centered through my correct groove pattern for that lift, instead of just blowing through the warm-ups and not really paying attention. So you want to make sure that your warm-up stuff is very consistent and very addressed. And then also, what we also do with this is people tend to have bad form in their accessory work. So they're just kind of moving weight around. If you're doing a specific accessory to build a specific muscle, you need to pay attention to what the heck you're doing. You need to think of flexing that muscle against the weight, not just moving the weight from A to B. Okay? So you need to think more like a bodybuilder in your accessory work, no matter what kind of strength training you're doing, whether it's, you know, powerlifting, athletic sport performance, whether it's strongman, anything like that. So you need to do your accessory work more like a bodybuilder and actually pay attention to what the heck you're flexing. So again, like I was telling somebody the other day, is if they're doing a bicep curl, they're not just moving the dumbbell from the top, you know, from the bottom to the top and back down. It's not about the dumbbell. It's about their bicep. They need to think of flexing their bicep and then releasing the tension in the bicep, like lowering it down. So you want to think of what the bicep is doing, not what the weight in your hand is doing. You need to think of the actual muscles that you're working. So an example of this is I've had a very, 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 very elite level sumo deadlifter, and they're lifting, gosh, over 4 times their body weight. They're very, very, very strong deadlift. And what we did was we found that in their sumo, is they get an initial burst up into the bar, and then as the bar leaves the ground, sometimes they'll have balance issues. So we started doing elevated sumos where we put their body up an inch. Once they get the initial break off the floor, the remaining reps of the set are done where they don't touch the ground. So they take the first one off the ground, they go all the way to the top, they lower it for the second rep, but they stop about an inch off the ground. And they do all of their reps in the air without the bar ever touching the ground again. What this does is it forces them to find their balance, and they have to stay in the groove pattern of that lift. And what we found was when they got better at that lift, when they were able to increase their workload over, say, 4 to 8 weeks, whenever they went back to their, like, one rep max, they would blast off the floor and not lose their positioning. So they wouldn't get to the top, go to lock out their hips, and then fall forward. So by doing that no-touch deadlift and staying in a perfect, perfect groove pattern, they were able to increase their overall strength. So when it comes to physical strength, you have to make sure you don't lift too heavy. You have to still get in enough volume to build muscle tissue and to build up those groove patterns of your lifts. You also need to make sure that you don't lift with bad form. So if you're trying to improve the physical strength of certain muscles, you need to make damn sure those muscles are actually still involved. And again, you need to make sure you're in your groove pattern and teaching your body exactly how to fire what muscles you want at what times. Okay, so technique strength. People, again, they're often going to think they address this in their training, but really, sometimes people make some big mistakes with this. And again, one of the big mistakes is they don't pay attention to the quality of what they're doing. So again, they blow through their warm-ups, talking with friends, not really paying attention. So they're not improving their technique. Then all of a sudden on their heaviest sets, they want to try to get zoned in and be all hardcore and, you know, get their videos for YouTube. But they haven't paid attention to anything they've done until that point. So you're only maybe getting the technical benefit of the top one-third of your work. You're missing two-thirds of the reps. You're missing two-thirds of your technique benefit. So I'm able to get lifters to progress a hell of a lot faster than what would be considered normal by making them aware of how important it is to move the light weights. They need to move light weights perfectly if they ever want to move heavy ones perfectly. So you have to be very consistent with every single rep you do. Okay? So we again address that through warm-ups, and we also have technique reminders. So the last time they squatted, maybe they got a little forward in their toes. So this time, their reminder is written right on their workout plan, right above their warm-ups. It says, get back on your heels. Or we'll have a cue based on what we want them to work on. So from the very first rep that day, they're working on something in their technique that's going to improve their future performance. Okay? So that's how you address technique strength, is paying attention to what you're actually doing. And then make sure you get enough volume in, make sure you get enough practice reps in. So that's part of addressing the physical strength too, is getting enough volume, but that'll help your technique strength as well. So pay attention to every single rep you do. You don't often need to do more work. You just need to do the amount of work you're supposed to be doing better. Okay, so don't do more, do better. That'll help you get a lot better with your technique and help you be able to display your current strengths a lot better. So that's a big way to get a boost in strength, is simply just by learning how to move yourself better. And all of a sudden you can move more weight. Okay? And then mental strength. This is something that people kind of often miss on. So they'll know to address physical and technical strengths, but rarely do they ever address like their mental strength. So, and we all encounter some type of mental block or some mental challenge in our workouts. So everyone's human. Everybody has some kind of amount of weight that kind of scares them or they have to get kind of psyched up for, and part of them getting psyched up becomes their challenge. You know, can they get psyched up in their workouts to be able to lift heavy weights? And then the challenge becomes, do you really have to get psyched up every time? Why can't you just be strong and lift the weight without being psyched up? Okay? So if you've never deadlifted 600, you're going to have to get pretty damn psyched up the first time you go for it. Maybe even the second, third, fourth, and fifth times you ever go for it. But eventually that 600 should become a norm, and you should challenge yourself to not need to get as psyched up for those main lifts. So again, if you're lifting, say, 600 for the sixth or seventh or eighth time, you need to tell yourself, I'm strong enough for this now. I don't need the perfect song. I don't need smelling salts. I don't need to make sure everybody in the gym's watching me. I can just lift this stuff because I'm strong. I don't need all these tricks. I don't need all this bullshit. Okay? So at first, you're going to need to learn how to get yourself psyched up. And then you're going to have to learn how to just lift weights without being psyched up. You're going to have to learn how to be mentally strong. Okay? That's what true strength is when you can show up and do the big things when the big things are new, but can you put in the work and do the big things whenever it's just kind of another routine day? Okay? So it's okay to get psyched up for like the first time you've ever gone for a big lift. That's totally fine. And learning how to do that is super helpful towards like a powerlifter meet. But again, eventually you need to learn how to do the big lifts without being psyched up. So some of the ways we do that, one of the examples is giving people specific weights to lift. So we'll kind of give them, if somebody has like kind of, they go too crazy and they try to lift too heavy, we'll give them specific numbers. And that way we can kind of curb them taking too big of jumps and missing big lifts. Or if somebody kind of takes too small of jumps because they don't believe themselves to be strong enough, we'll give them bigger jumps and try to push them out of their comfort zone. But obviously within numbers they're still capable of. So instead of them going from, say, like 85% to 87.5 to 90 to 92 to 94 to 96 to 98, we have them take bigger jumps like 85, 90, 95. So we have them take a little bit bigger jumps, get out of their comfort zone. So that's kind of how we address all three areas of strength in their training, is we want to address physical strength, technique strength, and mental strength. So you want to put in some heavy work, which is what's needed for physical strength, but you want to make sure you do a lot of that heavy work, get in enough volume. You want to be mindful of every single rep you do, not only in the big lifts, but also in your accessory work. You want to pay attention to every action of your workout. So if you're already doing the reps, make sure you're mentally attentive to those reps as well, and that'll help your technique strength. And then you want to analyze your mental reactions to the workouts, get yourself psyched up when it's called on, and then make sure you don't get psyched up all the time for the same lifts. So once you're strong enough to do a lift, be confident in it and learn how to do it in just a normal, everyday kind of behavior. Okay? So hopefully these things are helpful, and hopefully there's some things in here that you can address in your own training. So make sure you have lots of really high quality, highly specific warm-ups. Pay attention to every single rep, including those warm-ups. And then be confident in yourself. Learn how to attack your mindset and take charge of your brain. Give yourself confidence when you need it, but calm yourself down when you're getting too confident. So learn how to be your own coach. Hopefully this information has been helpful. You can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. If you like the podcast, please share them. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggested topics for future podcasts, please reach out to us. These podcasts are for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can reach out to us or email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.